Hey, Joachim.
Hey Mallory, how are you?
Doing all right.
You sound better today.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. I feel almost normal, which is a nice thing.
Yeah. Was it COVID or?
We didn't test, but we just stayed home, and I would be surprised if it wasn't a variation of it, just based on how we
Yeah.
both felt. I don't know. Those tests seem to go out of date so fast that you don't we just lay low when we're sick and
Yeah. So it
yeah.
makes no sense to test anymore. Like, what difference does it make if it's COVID or flu or whatever? Like,
Right.
the remedy is the same, right? Stay
Yep.
home, rest, and get through it.
Yeah, if I had to like do something serious or travel or something, I might have put some effort into it, but I had nothing that I was,
Yeah.
responsible for doing, so.
Yeah, cool.
I hope everyone else is staying healthy or getting better. I don't know. Ian's not here. I think he's the one who's been primarily sick. Jason, you're not sick, are you? I don't know.
Since fiddling with his phone.
Gotta find out which mute button works.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I thought it did. No, you still can't hear me?
no, we can. Yeah,
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not sick. Here's hoping I stay that way.
good.
Good. All right, so I guess we should maybe talk about this release, right? So
I guess.
Ian's update test. Well, the nice thing is that it's not worse from at least what I can tell from the previous one. I don't know. Did you had a chance to test more Mallory on test, or did anyone test like on test? Do we know?
I just started this morning when I logged in, and I did right away see that the error message thing works because the symbols were the d default peer symbols were pointing to the broker instead of broker test, and so right away messaging got that error flag that Jason added. So that's good, that's working. And so I just started placing requests, but I haven't done like a full review yet, but I see some of the changes that I would expect. Do we have a channel for test exceptions? I don't think I've been added to that, and so I don't know if my activity stirred anything up.
Yeah,
Kurt,
there is
you were
one.
asking.
We do. I'll add you. Hold
Okay,
on.
thank you.
Okay, we should be there. I'm just looking. Yeah, there is our favorite session entity managers closed. Like from when did you test? You tested today, right? Yeah, because
Yeah,
I'm
like in the
still.
last half hour or so.
Yeah. So last half hour, there is some errors from. Yeah, that's just upsetting the session entity manager again. So that doesn't seem to be fixed. Although it was slightly different maybe on prod card. It was
Well,
like
hopefully now it should, like we it should hopefully now include the identifiers of. Let's see, wait, the session. Yeah, that was with the settings modules. Hopefully, we should see the string that's causing it at least. So I will go and look at the logs for that.
okay, cool.
You suggest I should just like, well, first of all, I'm gonna have to verify what we, think we upgraded so that I can tell them how to test and approve and everything, but just basically play around in there as much as I can, like in the next hour after this meeting or whatever. If that
Yeah,
makes sense.
yeah. Yeah, I tried the usual. Like if you have some test scripts, then to try to repeat that, right? I mean, especially trying the conditions and stuff. I mean, we know about the issue that you created. Yeah, so I didn't notice that you created the one for the resetting conditions, but I just closed this as duplicate.
Okay.
So we can talk about this a little bit, the reporting problem. And I created this this allow user to choose between cancel and terminate and cancel and continue. But again, I think you should just take a look at the salary and yeah, figure out if this is if we need this.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think, particularly for the use case, the first use case, like when I found out that that wasn't the way that it did work, I was actually shocked. This was recent. I think Jason and I were talking about it. I was like, wait, what? And then I went and tested in like a one, a regular reshare, and I was like, no, it's just, that's the way it works. I think that this would be nice if we could do it. And I think you said for like, an Alma partner doesn't have request aging on, a request could get stuck with a supplier, and like I think number two is relevant, particularly when request aging might not be in place or not working.
I'll just make a note here. Yeah, that's true. I mean, right now this is like the issue, right? So I mean, you can always pick up the phone and call them or message them. Hey, cancel that request because I wanna get this from somebody else. But yeah, it's maybe a bit self, not the best solution. All right, so yeah, so take a look at this Mallory and just. Yeah, I think the solution is basically just to allow the user to choose, right? I mean, either like if you. You might want to look at ZFL. In ZFL, it was. I wonder if I can even open this up. Just to see, but you can see it there. Let's see if we have some requests. Somebody has cleaned this up pretty good. Oh no, this is not the request, the ILO request. So if I. But it needs to be active. I don't think I have anything. Maybe there's something active.
We should actually document all the weird hacks that we put in, like the ways that we bend and break the protocol and
Yeah,
invent new things around it.
let's see if this is strange. Is this on the requester side? Maybe there is some regression. So yeah, if it worked, there was like a checkbox here that said terminate, which was beautiful. Yeah, so that would be one option, or just to have another, like another action that says cancel and terminate or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about this a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about the other one, right? Because I don't know, like we kind of need to decide whether we should go with the prod update. So if you test and everything goes good, maybe we should go with that prod update anyway, right? Because it's been a
Yes.
while. I think it's been
Yes.
over 2 months. So
The more we accumulate in one release, the more of a the thing it is. It's just
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. It's like it's gonna be a lot of stuff that comes up when we update, which would be so. I also understand they don't update too often, but I think it's actually better that they update now and then maybe we'll make another update actually. But let's talk a little bit about this one, right? So, Jason, you fixed the case with the cost only, right? Because what this is what we're seeing. The condition is rejected. The supplier has unfilled. That's what I mean, not rejected. And you get this message, right? Couldn't find it. But then on the requester side, this stays in the conditions received.
Yeah, and Jason fixed it so that the at least the cost, if you had if the requester had agreed to a change in cost, if the supplier then unfills. So that's after a condition was agreed to. He fixed it such that the cost gets reverted back to the original request amount, which I think is a good thing because you don't want those conditions hanging on there. But
The
this
cases
is
are
in
still
the
there,
case,
actually. They're listed by supplier, I think. I just have it reset the cost because the cost isn't reflecting the individual conditions. It's reflecting it's just a single number. So he doesn't know where it came from.
Yeah, which is okay, right? I mean, what do you care?
No,
Like, you
I think that's fine, but I think this here maybe just a UI problem. That would be nice, but
well, I don't think so, right? Because the state conditions
oh, say
received.
yeah,
Yeah.
no, I'm too focused on the loud banner, but yeah, if it's still in that state, the thing is we share the state model, right? So whatever fix we make here, we need to make sure also works for the other workflow. But it's good. We should implement the cancel and continue for everybody because I think this is weird for everybody to not be able to be like, no, I'm not gonna take your conditions. That doesn't mean I am not interested in hearing from the other 35 suppliers that have it.
Well, just to be clear, so this is a different problem, right? I mean, they're all related,
No, I know
but
they are,
this,
but
yeah.
I'm saying that the thing is they're the same state model
Yeah.
between Trove and Palisade. And so whatever state model related changes we make, workflow changes, it is probably best if they just both have it.
But Palsy wouldn't see this, right? I'm assuming this works if you are not using broker, the external broker, because like. Is doesn't that work for Palsy? Like when the rota is actually handled by Mother RAS and you reject the conditions
No, rejecting
and
the conditions stops it. Even in that case, it's dumb.
stops it. Okay, I see. I see.
It's broken. We should
Absolutely.
fix it for everybody.
Okay, so it's broken there as well. Okay, got it.
Yeah,
And then.
and in this request, like if Brisbane, who is the second supplier, then cancels or doesn't supply, I noticed that it still stays in conditions received in Melbourne. Like it never goes to end of rota
Yeah.
when it goes back to being like when the supplier shows as ISIL dev broker, it still just says conditions received.
Yeah, something gets stuck, right? Maybe that's a small fix, Jason. So take a look at this.
Yeah, I will. But
Yeah, but maybe it's
I
one of
wonder
those
if I need to
one-liners, you
in
know.
so how do I provoke this situation in the old model without implementing cancel and continue?
You don't need cancel for this, right? So Mallory triggered this by unfilling on the supplier. So you can see
Yeah.
here on the right, you see that the supplier has responded cannot supply, and this was from Sydney, right? So the request when goes out from Melbourne, then Sydney sets a condition, but then unfills anyway without waiting,
Yeah,
and then
before Melbourne agrees. Yeah.
Yeah, and
Okay,
then the Melbourne,
I'll find out if that happens in the normal state model as well. And then, yeah, because I continuously have errors. What I really want to do is actually tinker with Kubernetes. And because you have Docker images for the broker and the directory mock, I think it'd be great if I could set up a development environment that could actually simulate a Trove kind of deployment.
You could do that.
Do I have time to do that? I don't know. When I've been a continuous rush since I don't even know what year because I was in a rush for Minitex and then I was in a rush for Trove. So I haven't been able to do things reasonably for a long time.
You could try that, but I think you can also take a look at this Docker compose file, because that's where it turned out at the broker, right? So you actually guys have it in the integration test, don't you? So you'd run effectively the same way, right? I mean, you could just do Docker run and then the OCI colon slash slash whatever the GitHub repo is.
Yeah, but I need a directory mock and stuff to actually run the whole
Oh,
thing
yeah.
interactively.
Yeah, or just point it at the one from the, from the Trove test or Trove dev or whatever. But I mean, you can also run it. There's some mock options, right? You don't need a real directory. You can run it with like a mock directory. Actually, if you just started without any configuration, this the broker, It will use those mocks for both the holdings and for the directory. So then you can just feed it, this magic.
I'd be happy to use Docker Compose because that'd be a lot simpler. I'll see if I can actually spin that up as
But
not just a unit test.
to be honest, Jason, when I just told you, so with this one, right? I mean,
Yeah, I'll see if
because
this
I,
happens for me in my current environment. I'll do
yeah,
this first, but I
so
mean, soon
I,
I should.
yeah, I so I expected this because I kind of knew that this is gonna happen, but basically, I think you said maybe yesterday when we chatted that one solution, of course, would be to when we get this unfilled. Kick it off to the next state, like clear the conditions and do this at that point. That's one option. But I think if you do it at the next step where you get this expect to supply from the broker, which tells you that the Brisbane is the next supplier, then
That's when
this
I
is
did it.
an yeah. And this I think is
That's what I did.
the better solution because that also is gonna work for that cancel and continue because you will effectively have the same behavior with cancel and continue that you cancel and continue, then the next supplier is selected, and then you're gonna get expect to supply with this next supplier, right? So then it's gonna cover both of those cases actually. Because in the other case
Right.
you're not getting unfilled, right? Unfilled is only sent when in this particular case where it's the supplier that unfills, but it can also be the requester that cancels and the rest is the same. Okay,
Well, if the
yeah.
requester cancels in this case, it won't stay in conditions received because canceling will move it to canceled.
So there is actually that's true. That's true. In this case, the like yeah, we would want some like no, it should never get in that state. But yeah, I mean, this cancel is actually not applicable even here. Okay.
But yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Okay. So Mallory, do we want to wait for this fix? Ian's gonna love it, right? I mean, he's already made two releases before. Or are you gonna test first and then we decide?
I mean, I don't know. I think this is pretty clunky the way that it's working now. And I was like, how often does this happen? And then they literally submitted a ticket yesterday about it. They're like, we
It's
found a
not
new
the
way to
first time this happened,
break the
right?
request. Yeah.
It's so funny because I think it was a couple of times already when we created a ticket and then we're like, let's just see if this is actually the case. And then you updated it the next day because there was a ticket and fresh desk that was just created for
Yeah. But we've been just one more thinging this release since like forever. So it's never gonna go.
I agree. Well, I'll send that to you. Take a look. Maybe that's a small fix, but even if it's a small fix,
I
then
will
that
do it
would.
at normal speed and not like, oh no, the release is being held up for this
No,
speed.
no, no worries, no
Yeah.
worries. We're not gonna update. We're not gonna update. I mean, I think we should just test the Trove test as usual, just knowing that this is an issue, and then we can decide whether we just pull in that small thing and make another release with this one. I mean, hopefully this is gonna be very limited.
And
But
hope
see
and
how
they'll probably be some they'll find something else. Like they will probably find something else because we changed a
Oh,
billion
sure.
things, right? And so this fix can go in with the fix for whatever nonsense that they find like the first day of using this release.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think that's fair. You know, it's partially because we can't there's a limitation to how much testing I can do with Alma. And so like sometimes, you know, they have a the NLA has a Alma or a Rapido instance, so they can do some like more thorough testing with that just to see like, you know, did any of these changes that we tested in the dev environment cause issues with Alma? Like I've done a few requests with Alma. I tested Kurt's change on currency code yesterday, but like, yeah, I can't do like a whole lot of like end-to-end with Alma myself, so. They'll be able to uncover anything that might have caused a hiccup there.
Yeah, that's great. And Mallory, you also, I saw that you wrote on the channel regarding this broker symbol that was misconfigured for whatever, like something.
Yeah. I fixed the two that I was testing with and just made sure that resolved the error in messaging, and it did. So that's good. I wanted to let Ian know just because I don't know if I don't know how this all works exactly. It's not gonna be a problem when we upgrade prod, because they want that symbol, so it's not like a big deal there, but it was just a heads up.
Okay, because I'm sure it is the bro this broker symbol that is set, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
I see that it was just misconfigured in the settings for test. So I fixed the script and also for the adding the local symbols. I can it'll be worth going into the database and updating that for everyone to broker underscore test.
No,
Yeah. No.
I mean, no,
I mean,
I
it's
they're
probably not
only.
hard.
Oh, okay. Well, if you think so, that's fine. I don't mind manually updating like the
Okay.
8 or so tenants that I know that they use for testing.
Gotcha. Well, if we have a fix that's going to go out, it'll get fixed in that. I'm not. I didn't quite understand if we were going to roll what we have now to prod, or if we're going to make a fix and then apply that.
Well, I guess we're trying to decide that, right? So, first,
Yeah, I
we kind of
think.
want, we kind of want to get some feedback from tests, right? So that's important. And I don't think we should delay this testing. So we know about one issue, Ian, that Mallory created last night. So Jason's gonna look into it, but I don't think we want to hold up Trove testing for that ticket.
That's
Yeah,
right.
we'll
And
just note that. But we may fix that before we go to production.
yeah, and if we fix before we go into production, then we would need to make a new release. But let's see how
Sure.
involved that fix is from Jason, because if it's like a one-line change, which is possible, it's very isolated, then we may do this and then just do some simple smoke testing ourselves, right? Because this is very specific to Reacher, nothing to do with Alma. But it is Reacher basically change. So I think we can safely test that ourselves. But let's see, because maybe it also appears to be much more complicated than that. And we just don't do this. We wait for the next release because they're probably gonna raise some issues anyway. Mallory, so Ian, just regarding the symbol that Mallory mentioned, so I think this is a change in the broker that makes it so, because before the it was very forgiving in terms of what the supplying agency symbol was set to. So it actually ignored it completely. But we changed that and now it validates a bit more. I'm just trying to remember why it validates that more. I think it's because you now have a situation where the supplier may be, oh, I know why. So you guys remember that we had shitload of those. We still have on prods on the Slack channel. We have a lot of those. Couldn't find selected supplier. Couldn't find selected supplier. Blah 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 blah. And this happens because somebody sends a message from the requester. It probably is reshared, but also I think it can also happen in the Alma case. And that transaction doesn't have any suppliers anymore. Like it doesn't have suppliers because, for example, it went to the end of RADA. So somebody's effectively sending like a notification on something that is already, terminated transaction. Or I saw quite often what Alma people do is they send like they will get an unfilled from the supplier. Which is means that the transaction is already terminated, but then just to kind of make sure they will send a cancel request, which is just idiotic to me. But that's how Alma seems to work. So like you can cancel with something that is already unfilled. And before we would there are two sort of parts to the broker. There is this like front end. Handler which accepts ISO 18626 messages, does some basic operation in the database, and then like puts the message in the event bus queue to do something about it. And that was always successful. So the requester would not see that anything was wrong with the message, right? Because the message would just get accepted and then it would be passed on for processing. But now, and then it would still error out when it was trying to send it further. Like when it was trying to forward it would still fail. We would see that failure in the log. We just wouldn't see that failure soon enough, to be honest, like to be clear, to let the client know, right? So we've added some additional validation. It's this again, the same failure, so the behavior hasn't changed, but it means now that Mallory sees it, also because Jason added the display for the failures, actually, right? So you can actually see that something didn't get delivered. So it just that failure is more visible now with the new system. Again, because of the additional validation and also because in the UI it's actually visible for notifications. So we just need to be, we just need to make sure that the symbol is correct now. Because before it nobody would notice this. Doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a long speech. Okay. All right. So Ian, do you think you have everything you need for the potential upgrade? So I guess we're just going to be waiting for the decision from Mallory, like go ahead, and then maybe some info from Jason.
Yeah, I think I've got everything I need. yeah.
Okay. Just
Point
remember
about
that
this. I'll just wait for
GitHub.
word about what to do.
Yeah, just remember about the GitHub repo change, but you know this, right? I mean, it's like it needs to be changed to that public
Oh, right. This is for
for the chart. Yeah.
the yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Broker
because
chart.
it's yeah, for the broker and the mock, like all the that proxy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me do that. I haven't done that for tests, so I got to do that now.
No, I did that for test. I did
You did
that
it
for
for test already.
test, I
Okay.
think some couple days back.
Okay. All right. All right.
It's one of those, mysteries. I don't know, like, why it ever worked for MetaProxy, to be honest, because MetaProxy was always public. But I guess it's just like brain damage behavior from GitHub. Like if you close and open, then it doesn't work. But if it's been always open, then it will work. Yeah, whatever.
Just real quick, Ian. Today is going to be Trove's Friday, so I don't know how much testing they're going to do today. So I imagine that they might test and provide like any feedback or any issues they find next week. But if they don't, and they're just like, yeah, everything looks fantastic, we'll do the upgrade during our day, right? So, and how long do you know? How long is that roughly taking these days?
It takes like, 4 hours to get through everything, I think.
Okay. I just will try to schedule with them, once they approve it and check with you on what day to do it. But I don't see that you're like have any big vacations planned in the next week or so,
No,
as far as I can
I'll be
tell. But
around this week. I'll be
okay.
gone next weekend, but that's supposed to be weekend.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Should we? Okay. So yeah. So basically, that's the news one. So Jason, let's look at Jason's board. So Jason, I think this handle errors. We can close this, no? Mallory, can we just close this?
Yeah, the only thing you had asked us to do a specific type of test, and I like where Ian would remove a request from the database or something.
So that's why we didn't have a
And
convenient way to trigger it, but
no, yeah. I
yeah,
think the
we have
way
we, we've
don't
seen it.
yeah. I
Okay,
think the
then
way
yeah,
you
this
have
can just be
it
closed.
when yeah, exactly. It's the way you have it when you just break the broker symbol, then that's a better test, right?
Yep.
Way
Okay.
easier.
Okay,
There's no
so we'll
hassling
close
Ian
this.
involved.
And yeah, so there was like a lot of ZFL stuff, right? But I guess we're gonna ask you to look into this. I think the ZFL stuff will be
ZFL never gets to use RAM.
never gets to be completed. Yeah, just have a look at this one because maybe that's just famous last words, but maybe that's just one of those big ones that we would like to fix.
Okay, so I'll do that, and then what?
And then ZFL, right?
Okay, and then in like, yeah, okay, I'll just do the
And
typo and then
then
immediately Ransom's. Or
yeah, yeah, yeah.
the last, the last little bit of that translation issue finally, and then work on Ransom's.
Yeah. So like the plan is to work on ZFL, right? But there could also be modifications to that plan if Mallory finds a lot of issues in test or they find like some regressions in test, then of course we need to fix it. But let's see.
Okay.
Okay, so let's move on. Do you have anything else, Jason?
No, that's good. I'll wait for another meeting to bring up random things that don't matter.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry, Mallory. You also mentioned because your comment was on the other ticket. You mentioned the problem for reporting with this, right?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. I don't like really don't know. I'm not a reporting expert, and Julie has been helping with them with the query, but like I'm concerned that they will see like an offered cost on the in the broker logs, and then that offered cost gets wiped out and it goes back to the original
Yeah.
cost on the request. And I don't know if they're like, you know, looking at the supplier, like I don't know if that offered cost is associated with a supplier that didn't fill the request, and so it will be ignored. I don't really know, and I'm just worried that I told them like, oh, if there's a, you know, use the last offered cost if one is present. And I don't know if that's how they're doing it, but it's just a something that I was concerned about, since I don't know if the broker again sends like, or like, you know, if the supplier ever sends like a this is the cost associated with this that I'm filling. Yeah,
So,
I don't know.
yeah, it gets a bit tricky for them. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it gets a bit tricky. I think the solution that Jason proposed at some point, just to kind of send that final cost with the filled message, that's probably worth doing. Just to kind of make it like error-proof.
Unambiguous.
Yeah, because right now, so like they can still figure that it out, but it's gonna get even more complex for the reporting query because
Yeah.
so the way this works is that when you look at like for somebody looking at that event log, it will be pretty obvious because you'll see that there was a request with max cost, there was an offered cost sent back, then there was a cancel sent or unfilled. Actually, when I'm thinking about it, Mallory, that requires that they have this cancel and continue anyway. Because like it's like we're testing with the unfilling on the supplier side, but that's never gonna happen in practice, right? I mean, there's never gonna be a situation where they set the cost and they unfill. Just because they feel like it. It's gonna be the requester who rejects. No?
Well, I mean, the ticket that they just reported was the supplier
Change their
unfilling.
mind.
Yeah, well, actually, what happened in the freshest ticket that they reported is that it was a reciprocal request, and the supplier did a condition, but with like some other, you know, I think they used other, but couldn't change the cost because it was a reciprocal request. And they said, by the way, this is going to cost $22. And the requester was like, well, this is a reciprocal request, it has to be free. And so at that point the supplier unfilled. So it is exactly like what this situation is. So I think it does happen.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that, yeah, so that's the situation with the unfilled we have to fix that Jason's gonna look into, because like we can all get into those corner cases like they just had. But what I'm saying is if they use the system properly, because that's the only way for them to actually set the cost in the cost field is to use the system properly. That's gonna get transmitted as the offered cost. And the requester can only cancel now and terminate. So there is actually, it's not a practical issue, right? Because there's never going to be a transaction in the system until we fix it and not this cancellation and continue. That creates a challenge for the reporting guys. Because like there is no way to continue to the next supplier and get another cost from that next supplier, because you cannot continue to the next supplier. So like
Oh,
the
if you can't, yeah, if you reject the conditions, it's never going to go to the next supplier, you're right, because it just cancels the request.
yeah, just cancel the request. Yeah. But once we fix it actually and allow you to go to the next supplier, people will probably use it for that purpose. Like somebody gives you the cost and then you say, no, I don't like that cost, I reject, and that's gonna take you to the next supplier. And that will be the problem for the reporting, because, well, problem. You will not have this unambiguous field to look at. The way it's going to look like in the event log is that there's going to be a request, there's going to be this offered cost, there's going to be a cancellation, and there is going to be another request which will have the initial value again. So as long as they look at the latest event, either the offered cost for the or the max cost in the latest event, they're fine. But if they don't, then that might be a problem. But maybe they already do. Like maybe they already look at the latest events, right? Because
Yeah,
that's what they
that's
effectively
possible.
need to. But it'll be actually much more clear if it was repeated during this loan message, then it would be definitive. So we might consider actually adding another ticket, but nothing for now. But adding another ticket so that, and do what Jason proposed at some point, which is repeat that value again as a delivery cost during shipping. And they only look at the delivery cost in the reports.
Could I just do
And
that?
that,
Like, it probably wouldn't take very long.
with that, just as a quick aside, I think that's a good idea. But Jakob, remember you didn't we put something in to translate Alma's delivery cost into offered cost? Because I think Alma is using that delivery cost field. So would we have to undo that, or if Jason makes that change, or
It's the other sides of the sort of the exchange, right? So I mean, we don't have to undo it, because the question is, so what we did basically is that when Alma sends that delivery cost, we also put it in the offered cost so that Resure registers as the new max cost.
Oh, right.
But that's when the supplier sends it, right? So we could just leave
Yeah.
it like that basically. But so like the end result will be that there's two fields in that message, delivery cost and offered cost. But that's going to be part of the ship message. In Richard case, the offered cost will be sent when you negotiate, right? So offered cost, then maybe some approval, and then there is going to be this long message where Jason could again send that approved cost as the delivery cost. But I don't think we need to change that behavior, Jason, do we? With the offered cost, because I would just send it like I wouldn't consider it in Resure. I would just send it so it's
Oh, I
like.
would keep all of it. I would keep everything that we currently have. And that because that sort of synchronizes it based on what they agree, right? And
Yeah.
so when the supplier sends the delivery cost with when they send the ship message, the requester can show, hey, the cost isn't what you expect. Like if that supplier somehow is like, no, this is $22, and they like put that in there and it's at the reciprocal, that it would be like, whoa, warning, unexpected delivery cost sent in ship message, so
Yeah,
that they can
yeah,
call and be
yeah.
like, what the hell, guys?
Yeah, that could be the way to do it, yeah. Yeah. So basically don't just blindly accept the delivery, because that's what I was afraid of, right? I mean, if we accept the delivery cost and they change it, like it's not really what was negotiated, but they
Well, they won't
just
be able
put.
to change it in the user interface. Like they would actually be, or maybe in Alma they can.
In Alma they can. In Alma they can,
Yeah.
right? So actually
So this would warn them. This would warn them if they change it in Alma.
yeah, but in Alma they don't they can only set it during shipments. So there's
Right.
like no cost negotiation in Alma, right? So like there's never gonna be the situation that you're talking about, which is like they agreed to something else and then Alma changes it.
Okay, so. Well, at
Unless
least this way
actually
the reporting would be the
no.
same for Alma.
The reporting would be the same for Alma. Yeah. So that would be nice, right? Because then they just have one kind of like, you know, field to look at, both for Alma and for Resure. So yeah, we can consider doing that. I don't think it's super like important, but just to make their life easier. I can create a ticket for that, and Mallory can take a look at that. And we can decide.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Guys, let's move on. Kurt, do you have any updates?
Let's see. So I did chat with Deborah about the ZFL issue, and she was not able to reproduce the state. So I'm gonna have to dig into that a little further and see if there's any way that I can somehow coerce it into that state, like maybe in some kind of integration test or something like that. But
So
it
hold on.
was.
So this is maybe I can help you with this. So I can mark it as cancel because I'm actually missing from the menu. Okay. Strange.
Yeah, I know it's weird that it's not able, we're not able to get it into that state, but maybe I can do something with the whole maybe I can try that
But
Wirebot thing and see if I can, you know,
if
mock
you
the
don't have
state.
even a way to reproduce it, I mean, that's stupid. But this is on the requester side, right?
It's been so long since I've been looking at it. I don't really know. I believe
You
that's
have a
priority out yet.
requester stuck. Yeah, in the IOL request app. Have a request that is stuck in the status aborted. I can mark it canceled. It's because, you know, if you remember, Kurt, this SLNP is like a central broker, right? So
Right.
they can also cancel from the broker. They can like log in to some console and then they can cancel from like the central system. So in this case, nobody really sends that cancellation. Not the supplier, not the requester. It's just like sent from the central system, and that central system is going to send the cancellation to the requester. But the requester has never really sent any cancel. It's just gonna get the canceled response like out of nowhere, basically. But then it should go to this aborted state, and that should be the terminal state, I think. So I'm not really sure what the problem here is. So just maybe verify that.
Yeah, well, it says a board is only terminal on the supplier side. I mean, that was, yeah, that was why I was hoping to actually see it in that state, just so I could evaluate what was going on. But the fact that we can't, a little bit tricky. I mean, it doesn't seem like it should be hard to add a transition if we need to. I just need to know exactly what, what state it's
Yeah,
in.
hold on. I don't even remember, to be honest. Like, if that's, I think that, did you look at this? There was maybe some information about why this was so crazy. Okay, so this is actually the other case. So when they abort from the supplier, there is like some strange behavior of that system that when they abort it from the supplier side, then the requester will get notified about this abort, but they still need to go and like do something in that central system. So there was this pseudo action called handle abort, but it did nothing. It just made it go to the console, to the terminal state. Do you see this, right? So there was this console state.
Right.
No, sorry, there is canceled and there is aborted. So that's the difference. We cancel this when the when you cancel yourself. So you cancel, it goes into the canceled state, and that's the terminal state. And that's gonna send the cancellation from the requester to the central system, and then the central system is going to send it down to the supplier. But there's the other way around. When you get the abort from the central system, that's where the supplier aborts. And then you additionally need to handle that abort. Like it's just a, like a action that does nothing just to kind of take you to the canceled state. So this handle abort should always show in the aborted state. And I think so, maybe just verify that it does. But
Yeah.
that's, but there's also the canceled state, which will be, you will get into that state when you handle the abort, but you might also be get into that state yourself if you cancel yourself.
Right. But
Like
so
if
for the
you,
requester though, the canceled state is the terminal state. So if we get
yeah.
the to the aborted state, they should see the handle abort
Yeah.
message
Yeah.
action and use that.
Yeah.
Right, so I just need to make sure that when they're in the aborted state, that that handle abort action is
Yeah.
visible. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, basically just to make it possible for you to go to that terminal state, and this action
Right.
does nothing else, just transitions.
All right. I mean, I could check for it, make sure it's there, but I mean, again, without them actually being able to provide a example of that state, it's hard to verify that it's working or not.
Yeah. But the question is, do why did they end up in that state though? I don't know. Yeah, well, you'll check. And then I don't know if there's anything else you can pick up, Kurt. Maybe can you see if you can pick up some of those paging issues, maybe?
Yeah, I can look at those. I feel like we addressed those in the past, and maybe that's it was a different paging issue.
Yeah, unless there's something else, Mallory, that you'd like Kurt to look into.
Well, I was gonna go and check out those error messages on test this morning just to make sure that we're seeing the additional information, see if that yields any more light on what's going on. So.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
But I don't know
and
if there's anything.
I can do some like more funky workflows too and try to just make sure that Kurt has adequate stuff to look at. But I don't have anything else like that's like I don't have anything that's not on this board already that's like a pressing priority.
Yeah. But the only error that seems to pop up is this session entity manager is closed, Kurt. Like the definitely it seems like you fixed the problem with this the one with the locking, the optimistic locking. That doesn't show anymore. So that's nice.
Good.
There were some errors from Liquidbase, but that's during the redeployment, I bet. So some bunch of like cannot get lock or something. So looks bad, but I guess that's not much to worry about. That's not during no normal operation. Yeah, just the se session entity manager is closed. Illegal state exception. I don't, yeah. So
Yeah,
create
I'll
a
go look
ticket for
into that.
that.
So hopefully, it should be giving us at least the, excuse me, the query that's triggering that problem. So hopefully, that'll yield some light on that. And then I think didn't we have some records that were generating the pull slip problems with the Jasper thing? If we can try those and test, then hopefully we can get some more information on what's going on with the.
That's a good point. You just remind me that we're gonna need to include a new Jasper file in the production upgrade, which I didn't note for the for this test upgrade. So I'll put on the one that we tested in dev and put it into the tenants that I'm testing with so that I can make sure that we're not seeing those errors in test. Thanks for reminding me about that.
Okay, I'm just gonna, oops, Christ, what is this? I'm just gonna create this ticket for you, Kurt, here, okay? That's from
Okay.
the.
I mean, we already have a ticket regarding that, right? I mean, we could just
Or
go to
this
the
one?
review.
Oh yeah, shit. That's the one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Oh,
we can just,
sorry.
yeah, that's fine. And I can just use that one to annotate whatever I find.
How do I delete this now? Okay. All right. So I let's put this back in progress, right? So that's the one that you're gonna be looking at more. Yeah, we probably need to give some of the some love to that ZFL stuff. So yeah, but you'll see if you have some cycles, then just pull some of those. Maybe those are simple ones to fix. I don't know. Okay, guys, do we have anything else to discuss? Okay, I take that as a no. So, Mallory, we're waiting for some feedback from testing, right? On test. No prod updates until we get to probably sometime next week.
That's
In the
right.
meantime, we're waiting for Jason to look into this condition thing, and if it's a small fix, we probably will incorporate it in the release. And if it's not, then probably not. But we'll see. Make a decision when it's ready. Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.